It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, FBI Director James Comey said that the Bureau was standing by its assertion that North Korea is the origin of the Sony hack. There's been skepticism of that allegation among security researchers who think the evidence is thin. But Director Comey, speaking at a conference about cybersecurity in New York, said hackers, quote, got sloppy while masking their IP or internet protocol addresses, leading U.S. officials to North Korea. The issue for many researchers, says Chester Wisniewski of Sophos, is that the evidence hasn't been put to the test of public scrutiny.
Without knowing what the precise addresses of these crooks were, so other security organizations can look and say, yep, we all think that's North Korea, then it's hard to really know whether we're talking about the same thing or not.
Wisniewski says hackers do get sloppy when they fake their online addresses over and over and sometimes forget to do it. Some researchers believe U.S. officials aren't talking about the evidence because it could expose sensitive information about the National Security Agency's methods of getting it. If you are working in America, chances are you're getting to work by car. Recent census data suggests 85% of U.S. residents who are commuting are doing it by car. Last year, an estimated 1 million vehicles were purchased here for over $50,000, which is to say, bought new. One of the big themes at this year's Consumer Electronics Show is what those new cars will look and drive like in the near future. Will Arimus spoke to us from CES. He says tech companies are pumped about cars.
The chip makers, the NVIDIAs, the Intels, this year they're not talking about their new chips for smartphones and tablets. They're all talking about their new chips to power the computer in your car. And in some cases, like with the NVIDIA chip that they announced, it's actually a supercomputer that will go in your car.
What are they going to do? Are we talking this self-parking BMW, the Audi that drove from the Bay Area to Vegas?
That's exactly what we're talking about. Every automaker is on board with this in some way now. I think Google, with its highly publicized attempt to build fully autonomous cars, has really forced the hand of the automakers, who are now all saying, yes, we're in this to one degree or another. Some, you know, are looking for full autonomy. You mentioned the Audi car that drove itself 550 miles here from the Bay Area to be at the conference. So we're moving toward cars that don't require us to be behind the wheel all the time.
What is that thing for you among cars that you have seen there, Will, that you covet?
One is that NVIDIA chip I mentioned. It's called the Tegra X1. It is classified as a supercomputer. It is designed to handle really, really complicated software that learns from your environment as you drive around and gets better at steering the car over time.
Sounds like some pretty interesting stuff. Will Arimus, our friend and senior tech writer at Slate. Will, enjoy yourself and thanks so much.
Thanks, Ben.
The idea of being able to pop on virtual reality goggles and enter an immersive video game or movie is one that has pull for this consumer. And Avagant, which makes a headset called Glyph, is a company at CES this year that says it's close. Glyph is bulky, luxurious headphones that have little displays built into their headband. The idea is you pull the headband down in front of your eyes, Geordie LaForge style, and Glyph shoots light directly at your eyeballs. Ed Tang is the company's founder. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
Tell me first how this thing works.
We actually have something we call a virtual retinal display. What that means is there's no physical screen inside the device. In front of the eyes, there's millions of tiny micromirrors that are bouncing this low-powered LED light and forming an image in your eye.
You started out with a plan to make this for the military, right? What was your plan there, and why did you change your target audience?
That is right. So 2 years ago, my co-founder, Alan, and I, you know, we kind of looked at the military market because they really had this need for things like night vision goggles, for driving cars, or for scopes. And as we were developing the technology, the consumer market suddenly just took off with other companies like Google Glass and Oculus Rift. And we believe we truly had a unique technology that would differentiate us from a lot of the other products on the market.
You don't think Oculus and other things like it are direct competitors of yours?
No, really, not at all. Oculus is very focused on virtual reality. You know, we're really focused on mobile entertainment. You know, I think it's a really premium-looking product, right? It's not a very intimidating product. It looks like a pair of headphones. And when you want to engage in video and on your own terms, take the headband of the headphones and flip them down, and you're suddenly transformed into this amazing movie theater environment.
How do you make virtual reality mainstream? I mean, you're obviously focused on the mobile gaming part of this. Do you think we're really that close to making this, I don't know, really available to consumers?
I think the technology is getting there. I think within a couple of years, these type of virtual reality technologies will get to a point where consumers will find it acceptable. I think we're not really there today yet.
Is that partly because of content?
I think content is a big issue. You know, all of the mainstream, the big game developers and the big movie developers, they're just not yet committed to making VR happen yet. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we haven't focused on virtual reality. You know, we have a device that's focused on media and entertainment. So if you, when you put on the glyph, what it looks like is you're sitting in the middle of this great movie theater.
What's the next big step for you as a company, as a startup? What do you need to get done?
At the end of the day, it's all about having the right product at the right quality and making sure we give our supporters, backers, and future consumers a really great experience.
Ed Tang is founder and chief strategy officer for the Glyph headset. Ed, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, what are you more interested in? A pair of virtual reality goggles with a bunch of cool content? Or is there some other near future technology you want? Hit me on Twitter. I'm at The Brock Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.